US-China Missile, A Danger to Modern Life. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. China has reopened the Star Wars debate by testing an anti-satellite missile. China's destruction of one of its defunct weather satellites using a medium-range land-based rocket has caused quite a stir in Washington. The missile intercepted the satellite and struck with sufficient force to obliterate it without any need for explosive warheads. It is a relatively low-tech solution to targeting satellites, and one which the US has had the know-how of for several decades. Regardless, a clearly irked US State Department reminded the world that modern life as we know it depends on the security of satellites and other technologies in space, and plainly stated it was opposed to any militarization of space. These comments are likely to confuse many of the world's politicians and commentators who view the USA as the chief protagonist in pursuing space-based military capabilities. Washington also expressed concerns about the danger of debris following the destruction of the satellite. State Department spokesman Tom Casey said the explosion would produce extensive amounts of space debris, which have the potential for disturbing or accidentally disrupting communication satellites or other kinds of space vehicles that are out there. The U.S. Union of Concerned Scientists estimated the Chinese test produced over 40,000 fragments up to 10 centimeters in length. Another U.S. advisory panel warned the Chinese could launch a small-scale attack without warning, which could have catastrophic consequences for America. Casey acknowledged this, emphasizing the importance of space technology on everyday life. He also said satellites were vital for military communications. During the last Iraq war, 83% of communications between U.S. forces were sent via satellites.